Please join me in prayer. Lord, once again, I pray, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our heart, Lord, be acceptable to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you realize in the bulletin for the 8 a.m. and 11:15 and our 4:30 series, our pulpit series, it will be on Spirit-filled community of faith. Today, we are touching on a healing community. Okay, the whole church, the three services in the name 8, 11, 15, and our Saturday 4:30, we are touching on the spirit-filled community of faith. And last week, let's look at the various topic that's coming up. Right, last week, Reverend Peter Cook preached on the devoted community. He touched on the people, disciples, or devoted to the Word of God. And today I'm touching on a healing community. Next week, a bold praying community, which is very well chosen that day. It happens to be on this topic, and it happens to be that we're having our fast, day of fast and prayer. 28 will be an obedient, what is it to be an obedient community, followed by a forgiving community, then an evangelistic community, and a transformed community. Today, I would like to share a view on the healing community. Healing is so much needed in our world, whether it's emotional healing, whether it's healing of the family, whether it's physical healing. Healing takes place, and it's very, very real. What God has created, that is a perfect world, but after Adam and Eve sin against God, that's where suffering comes in, or else it'd be perfect world. Now, if you read according to this healing community taken from Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 10, the healing took place after the disciples were transformed on the day of Pentecost. After the disciples' life, they were transformed. After they were united together, so much fellowship with one another. It happens after the disciples were very closely knitted with one another. They join together, they have meals together, they break bread together, and they have everything in common, and people sell their properties to share for those in need. So they are dwelling in unity. That's what reminded me of Psalm 133 and verse 1 to verse 3. It says that, behold, how good it is. God's desire is how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. So the church in the Antioch church, the beginning of the church, they were so united. And then the psalmist says in Psalm 133, verse 2, says, it is like a precious oil, the precious anointing oil on the head of Aaron, running down on his beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down the collar of his robes. It's like the dew, refreshing dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing of life evermore. And the church started very correctly. They were united together, and it pleases the Lord. And the Lord added daily those who need to be saved. Sometimes I ask myself, why aren't we receiving every Sunday or every week those who need to be saved? There could be other reasons, but it could be that we are not united together to really serve the Lord. But God is still merciful, and He's so gracious by bringing people into His kingdom. So this afternoon, I want to share with you, it is actually from Acts chapter 2, verse 44 to verse 47. Let me just read Acts chapter 2, verse 44 to 47. It's they united together. And many other words he bore witnesses, continued to exhort them. Verse 41, those who received his word were baptized. I mean, this community is mixed up of Christians and new believers. And there was added about 3,000 souls. Verse 42, they were devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Prayer is so important. Verse 43, and awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. Verse 44, chapter 2, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. They were selling their possessions, belongings, and distributed. No one forced them to do it, but they did it willingly. Selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as anyone had need. And day by day, attending the temple, worship, breaking of bread in their homes, fellowship, like LCG, and they received food with glad and generous heart, praising God, having favor with all people. And the Lord added, number day by day those who are being saved. And now chapter 3 begins. Very first verse is Peter and John were going up to the temple of to the temple at the hour of prayer, which is the ninth hour. First part in chapter 3, I'm talking about Peter and John's miracle healing. And then later, the closing of Acts chapter 28 is Paul, how he healed people. Five things that happened at the beautiful gate, right? Five things that happened at the beautiful gate from this feud. First one is the continuous prayer. Secondly, the miracle of healing took place at the beautiful gate. Thirdly, the bold proclamation in the name of Jesus Christ. Fourthly, the disciples went into action. The name of God was glorified. Five things happened at the beautiful gate. Let's look at the first one. Continuous prayer. Next slide. Continuous prayer, verse 1. Now Peter and John, James is not, usually it's Peter, James and John, but it happened that Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, which is the ninth hour, which is around 3 p.m. The disciples continue, even after gathering at the upper room, the disciples continue the Jewish tradition. It's a prayer service accompanied each of the two daily sacrifice. I mean, this prayer service, they have two daily sacrifice. One in the morning, animals are sacrificed, and one in the afternoon. So it's everyday prayer meeting. Cathedral have once a month 714 prayer meeting. And the attendance is not that fantastic. It has growing. Once a month, and people find it so difficult to come for prayer. Yet the disciples, Peter and John, were going up to the mountain. It's the day, it's a prayer service. And they go up there daily to prayer. Every day they go into prayer. And this is what they continue. After they experience the Pentecost feeling of the Holy Spirit, they continue prayer. And I encourage us to continue to pray in our own circle, in coming together, church prayer. And this Saturday is one, this coming Saturday, next Saturday will be a wonderful time for us to come together to pray. Just imagine Peter and John every day. During the service time, they go up to pray. And this today happens to be at the ninth hour, which is afternoon, 3 p.m., and something beautiful happened when they're about to go into the service time, even before coming to prayer. So first thing to note is that continuous prayer is non-ending. Secondly, the miracle of healing. Okay, we're going to read a couple of verses. Verse 2 says, And a man lame from birth was being carried, people carried him whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called Beautiful, there are many gates, to ask alms for those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, this lame man asked for help, receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, both of them united, look at this man, say, look at us. He said, didn't look at me, he said, look at us. And the layman fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said, I have no silver, I have no gold, but what I have, most important, what I have, I give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And Peter took the layman by his right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Verse 8, and leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. That afternoon, even before they went into the service prayer meeting, something beautiful happened. A layman from birth. The scriptures is very, Luke is very careful because he's a medical doctor. So from birth, that means it could be polio, could be whatever it is, can not walk. But the community is helping him. You see, the community love is that the community is helping him by bringing him every day at the beautiful gate and put him there so that he can beg for money. And evening, they will bring him back. So you see, the community is so strong. Even for me, in thinking that bringing a person to Christ is just not only pastoral or whoever duty. The whole community is involved. Even for the healing of the paralytic man, remember in Mark chapter 2, when they laid the lame man down, from the roof, four of friends. But if you read the Bible carefully, everyone was there to help. It's not easy. Not open up the roof on rooftop. It doesn't take four people. It takes more people, but the scripture did not indicate. The whole kampung, so-called the whole village, come together with the men, but four of them carried. So it involves the whole community, it involves the whole church. Like this layman was carried to the temple to beg for money, hoping that he can have money every day. And this man was sitting down there, and when he looked at Peter, there must be something in Peter and John that attracted him very much. It could be something that is really different about them. About to go in, he straight away he asked for help. And Peter, right, direct his gaze, pointing at James, like looking at James, pointing at this layman. And then John also did it. So both of them were looking full attention on the layman. And we need to do that, especially in sharing the word of God. Look at the person. We need to look the spiritual side. And as he fixed his attention, the layman looked at Peter and John, because no choice, because they were looking at him, expecting something help from him, expecting from them. But Peter said, I have no silver, I have no gold. They represent Jesus because of his name. It's not their own name. He said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have, I give to you. And what they have is the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The name of Jesus is not a magical name, a hocus pocus. Name of Jesus, heal, heal, heal. Shouting as loud as you can. The name represents that person. Like Freddie, it represents, I'm the pastor, I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that. So the name represents the person. James, it represents James. Peter Lim, represents Peter. His character is there. So when he says, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, the disciples, Peter and John, is taking the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, who is his nature, his character, his love, his attributes, the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. So he did. But before that happens, because they know the name of Jesus, so powerful, sometimes we use the name of Jesus as a cliche. In the name of Jesus, come on, demon, come out. There was one case in the Hokkien service that one lady, there was some possession. And we pray and pray, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, nothing happened. Until one Sunday, I said, look at me, like Peter and James. Peter and John. I said, Aman, but you kwawa. She refused to open. I said, kwawa. Because we need to look, especially in deliverance. Look at me, I say. All the while I've been holding her lips because she blows out things. It's the spirit of swine picks in her. And she's much, much better. Jamie is following up on her. I said, look at me, but you, Kwama. I speak Hokkien to the spirit because it's Hokkien service. But you, Kwama. And when she opened her eyes and looked at me, the stare is very, very evil. Scary. Say, in the name of Jesus, chut, get up. It's much better. And now Jamie is really following up with her. So in the name of Jesus, look, Peter and John, look. And then not only that, verse 7, he took him by the right hand. There's encouragement. He said, get up and walk or lay hands. They never lay hands on the lame in this case. They took the hand. They did not lay hands and pray, God, you heal the layman, let him walk. No. They just used the name of Jesus, took him by the right hand and raised him up, forced him up. Immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Now this is Luke, Dr. Luke writing this. He's a medical person. He knows that it's impossible. From birth, you raise him up, he will limp. The leg cannot even move. But Luke said that it's impossible. I think Luke, when he wrote this as a medical doctor, he saw the impossible things happen. Instant strength returned. The physical is gone. Instantly, the leg is strengthened. It says that his feet, immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Imagine from birth, he was lame. And now, without any physiotherapy, without any going to St. Andrew's Mission Hospital or whatever hospital, or Renzi or whatever, no. Immediately, the strength came back, you know. Luke must be really excited. He had never seen such thing before. Today's medical term is, okay, you go for physio, okay? You go to Renzhi Tai Hua Kwan every day morning. You walk how many times? None of those. And Luke must be very surprised. Name of Jesus, the strength returned, all right? Ankles were made strong, and then leaping and stood up, he began walking and entered the temple and walking and leaping. That means not only walk, but he's leaping, joy, jumping out and praising God. And the people saw it, right? I remember this one case many years back, but now I experienced how to pray for people. I think I've shared this one member's father was on a wheelchair, and I said, you want to be healed? He says, yes. I said, then you must believe in Jesus. Right? Believe in Jesus, and you have a relationship of Jesus, you'll be healed. He says, no, I want Jesus to heal me first, then I walk, then I believe in me. I said, no, you must believe first, then you'll be healed. He said, no, I want to be healed, then I believe. Susano. Then I said, okay, you really want? I will pray. In my heart, I said, impossible. You must have a relationship with God. But anyway, I pray. But when I pray, my heart, kurabak. Don't can walk, cannot walk. Then I pray, and he was quite okay. Then I said, okay, walk. He's on a wheelchair, no? I can't. I said, walk. But in my heart, I said, don't can walk or not. That was many years. Through that experience, no, now I know what I knew. Because I used the name of Jesus. I said, walk. Then he stood up. Goyang, goyang. But he stood up. Then I said, walk. Mom, but heart is scared. Sometimes pastor is like that, okay. Inside. I said, well, then I pulled his wheelchair around. Well, I scared that he'd fall. But I really, at that time, I was so, so assured of Jesus' name. I said, in Jesus, this is not English speaking. In the name of Jesus, walk. He literally took a few steps. Oh, my heart was really leaping for joy. I saw him walking, wheelchair put aside. I said, okay, now walk around. Very daring. Walk around the house. Usually we saw a few steps, okay, now. No, I said, walk around. And he walked around. I tell you, the joy is really fantastic. Not because of what I can do, but because of the name of Jesus. He walked. I said, okay, now you walk, ready? Walk somewhere. Walk, until his altar, the God's altar table. He stopped. Cannot move anymore. I said, don't look at the gods. Don't look at the table. I didn't ask him to look at me. I said, don't look at the table. But continue walk. Continue. And when he turned his eyes from the altar, he walked one round, two rounds. And then I said, okay, now, uncle, you say you Jesus healed, you must accept him, right? He said, yes. And that day salvation took place. This is how wonderful God. The name of Jesus is not Freddy's name. It's the name of Jesus. When I say it, I'm very frightened that he cannot walk. Very Pisces. Pastor, you like that one. But I did it because the name of Jesus. I experienced what Peter and John experienced in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Of course, I didn't say Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I said Jesus Christ, name of Jesus Christ. Because his desire that he wants to walk, but he has to see it, experience it, then he believed. Then it proved me wrong that day. Not necessary accept Jesus first, then healing takes place. I was very stubborn at the time. I said, you must have a relationship with Jesus. If God is your father, then he can heal you. But it happens. And he walked around. And as I was about to go back, he said, Pastor Freddy, I got something for you. I thought, wow, give me money. No. He got a ring. The Bomo, I don't know what, from magical ring. He said, can you throw it for me? No one tell him. But he was convicted that this ring is, they pray over it. Those big ring asked me to get it. So I took it, smashed it. Squeeze it. I think it's not real gold, it's soft gold. Squeeze it, threw it away. And then after that, he was baptized. And then he told his daughter, say, can you ask Pastor Freddy to give me a Christian name? Take me a few days to think. I said, okay, since you're in this age, Moses. Why are you laughing? It's Moses. And he became Moses. I mean, his name is Moses. And we had good relation until he died. Huh? I think about a year later, he died. I mean, he didn't die. He went up to the Lord. And the daughter is so appreciative, not because of me, because of Jesus. throughout we learn. That's my first experience of walk. Inside, blah, 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 walk. But nowadays, no, like the ama like that. But you kwa. So there's an exciting thing happens in the Hokkien service. Exciting thing happens. I pray that exciting happens. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, not using other name, because the name of Jesus is his character, his attributes. He is what he is, the God-man, the divinity of Christ is there, the powerful name of Christ. It's not use it as a hocus pocus in the name of Jesus, use the Bible. Or, no, truly believe things happen. Right? Even May that time was sharing, Chinese New Year came to my house, we prayed. There's something in her, the x-ray shows her, but gone. So sometimes it's immediate, sometimes it takes time. So it happens that miracle of healing. Okay, the third one, the bold proclamation in the name of Jesus, right? The bold proclamation, the next one, verse 6. Okay, can I have the next slide? Okay. The bold proclamation in the name of Jesus, dare to use the name of Jesus. Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times, scary cat, but now he broke him. But Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what? Name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up. So he very boldly used the name of Jesus. So let us use the name of Jesus, not as magical hocus pocus, but the name of Jesus, because it speaks of his character, and his character is to heal. Okay, the next one. The disciples went into action. They have learned a lot. They spent 3 years with the Lord Jesus, but now the next slide. They went into action. The disciples went into action, verse 7 and verse 8. Can I have the next slide? Okay. The disciples went into action. They have done, the Lord had taught them so many, they have seen, they have did it before. But now Jesus is no more with them. Jesus is resurrected. They are left alone, but Holy Spirit confirmed it. And now they are still scared. But now they went into action. See what they did. He took the right hand. That means you go into action. Not only say, in the name of Jesus, be healed or lay hands. But took it back. Give encouragement, physical encouragement to the layman. In the name of Jesus, rise out. Immediately, then his feet leaping for joy. Beautiful. The last point. The fifth point. The name of God was glorified that day, you know, beautiful. And verse 8, leaping and joy, leaping up, he stood up, began to walk, and entered the as he entered it, just imagine, this man has been lame for so long. People have to carry him now, no more, no need to carry it. People have been carrying him, and then now he's walking and jumping into the sanctuary. Verse 9, all the people saw him walking and praising God. They witnessed something that is impossible. Something impossible became possible. Right, something that they saw him day and night at the temple, and maybe some of them were the one who assist him to carry him to the temple, to the beautiful gate to beg for money. And verse 10, they recognize him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for money, asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder, wow, what happened? And amazement at what had happened. So the name of the Lord was glorified. They recognize him. Suddenly this man is able to jump up and walk. Whenever we preach, whenever we share the gospel, whenever healing takes place, the Lord's name has to be glorified. Not us, not the doctors, not anything. But the name of God is to be glorified. Many people come. Years see him there, but this day, healing took place. It's beautiful. So this is what Peter and John did. Let's look at the last one is Acts 28, it's not there, Acts 28, verses 1 to verse 9, okay? We're going to read through so they can understand. This is after Paul have a shipwreck, right? He was traveling in a ship and shipwreck, and then they throw away cargoes. 27 tell us the whole story, were very bad, and they were brought to the land. They realized they are lost. And then it happened at land, they realized the land is Malta. And the native people showed unusual kindness to Paul and the people, and the whole group. For they kindled a fire and welcomed all of us. Because it begins to cold and clammy and cold because they had just shipwrecked from the water come up. And in verse 3, when Paul himself gathered a bundle of sticks and then put the fire on, a viper, a snake, a poisonous stick, to the residents that this is a very poisonous stick. A viper came out and because of the heat fastened on his hand. I remember the other time, many years I went Mount Ophir, climbed Mount Ophir. When we reached to the top, we had a fire charcoal there, and then there was this python, baby python came. And then one of our friends used the parang that time, and used the parang to chop the snake into two, but the head part still can move, you know. You must chop off the head, not the still can move. But in this case, that because of the warmth of the fire, when I was mouth of fear, the snake came. But this is warmth of the fire, the viper stuck at Paul's hand, right? And fastened on his hand. Let's imagine the viper coiled around Paul's hand. And when the native, because they know that this is a poisonous thing, they said, they saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, no, no doubt this man is a murderer because he was drowned, but he came out, and then, but now he deserved it. Though he escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live. See the people's mind. What did Paul do? However, he shook off the animals. He didn't kill. He shook off the animals and boom, into the fire. The snake went into the fire and suffered no harm. The residents know that it's definitely a poisonous snake, and when it coils down you, that means it will bite you. And then they start judging Paul. But they realize that, there's no harm, no swelling of hands. Right? They were waiting for Paul to swell out and to suddenly drop dead. But when they waited a long time, nothing happened. They saw no misfortune to him, and they changed their minds now and said, this must be God. Now they turn God. And now in the neighborhood of the place, there was a chief man of the island, Pablos, right, received them, entered into the house. And then it happened, simple thing. It happened that the father of Pablos lay sick with fever and dysentery. We know that dysentery always have fever. Fever comes with this dysentery. It's a stomach problem. Must have been purging a lot, must be terrible until no strength. Simple thing, fever, high fever and dysentery. And Paul visited him. Paul, even in after shipwreck in this God's forsaken island or whatever it is, he went to visit him. See how Paul's love for people? He went to visit him and prayed for him, putting his hands and healed him. He didn't tell us how, but Paul went to visit. That's why we have visitation. And he went to win. And then when this has taken, this bacteria, so-called, that cause dysentery, can be very common. They will penetrate the lining of the intestine, right? Causing swelling, ulceration, and then severe diarrhea. The father must be very severe diarrhea and always accompanied by very high fever. Nothing. But Paul still visit and pray for him, lay hands, and he was healed. And because he was healed, verse 9, and when this has taken place, the rest of the people on the island, just imagine everyone, the native of the island who had diseases, also came and were healed, were cured. See the mighty power of the Lord. In this case, it's just simple dysentery and fever, simple purging diarrhea. God healed. Beautiful is the rest of the people in the island, the native who had diseases, all kind of diseases, came and were cured. One is the lame and one is this one. Started with the miracle, first miracle of the layman, and the Acts of Apostles end with Paul's healing of this man. So all who come with all sorts of diseases were healed by the Lord. And God is going to do that this afternoon. I believe so. And I'm going to use the name of Jesus this time without my heart. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to use the name of Jesus, and my team are going to use the name of Jesus to pray for you. I'm going to anoint you with oil. I always believe the anointing of oil is powerful. I'm going to anoint you with oil. In the midst, we have doctors. Just put aside our doctors, whatever it is. But come as you are if you want to receive healing from the Lord. I invite the team to come out to sing the other song. I'm the Lord that healeth you. Then we're going to sing Be Still. Right, I've shared the word of God. I've shared my testimony of how I pray for the old man in the name of Jesus. But my heart is so scary. But today is different because the name of Jesus represents who he is. All powerful. He is the healer. He's the mighty God. He's the awesome one. Please rise. We're going to sing. I'm the Lord that healeth you. And we're going to sing one time.